Welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily, and this is the Northern Auditions podcast.
In this week's episode, we'll be continuing our Leonard Meltzner saga by reviewing The Top Floor parts 1, 2, and 3.
But first, we'll begin with our trivia segment, Who is Eugenius?
Welcome back to another installment of Who is Eugenius, where I, the younger sister, am trying to stump my older sister here with some Odyssey facts and such, because I feel like this went from like trivia questions to me trying to come up with something. Wait till next season.
Yeah, when I quiz you.
Oh my goodness. All right, so this time around we are doing albums. And, so yeah, I'm gonna tell you the number of an album, you're gonna give me the name, the air date, the episodes in said album, and the, episode numbers.
Do you want the, radio air date or the album release date?
Whatever is on the, whatever's on the app, that's what I want.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to give me the other one, too, I just won't know if it's right.
But I will.
I know you. Okay. So, our first album of this segment is album 33.
Okay.
So, what's it called?
Virtual Realities.
Nice. When did it air?
1999.
It says 2000 on here. Do I give it
came,
that to you?
The album came out in 2000, but I'm almost positive it started airing in 99.
Okay.
Because YAK Problem is in that album.
And?
That's an episode about Y2K.
Amy's just understanding these things now. I was young. Okay.
So was I. I figured that out ages ago.
Well, that's nice. I didn't. That's fun. Okay, let's go through the episodes in the album. Trying to do it in order, but I understand it's a little bit difficult because of...
Opening Day.
Yep.
Another Man's Shoes.
Uh-huh.
Blackguard's Revenge 1 and 2.
Yep.
But the Buck Starts Here.
Yep.
Something Clicked Between Us.
Yep.
The Eternal Birthday and Bethany's Imaginary Friend.
Yep.
The YAK Problem.
Yep.
Blind Girl's Bluff.
Yep.
Where There's Smoke and the Virtual Kid.
Yep.
You Win Some, You Lose Some.
Yep.
And The Treasure Room is Chain Reaction.
Yep. You got them all. And what's the episode numbers?
425 to 437. No, that's too far. That's just a guess, but I really...
I know, yeah.
I have no idea.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Okay, you were actually close. It's 418 to 433.
Okay.
Yeah, you were close, though.
You should hear the promo for for Blackbeard's Revenge. It's epic.
I know, I have to say, and I feel like I've already discussed this, Blackbeard's Revenge is one of my favorite Blackbeard episodes. Even though I hated it as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Also, we do need to talk about at some point the last episode of the album.
Why?
I don't know. It never made sense to me, and I feel like there should have been more to the story. But anyway.
Chain Reaction?
Yeah. I just feel like it just, that's it. Like, I feel like there should have been more.
You're not the only one it doesn't make sense to. I heard a review of that episode recently, and it didn't really make sense to those guys either.
Oh. All right. Well, maybe we'll have to review those, even though they're all the half episodes.
Hey, we won't be the first podcast to try it.
Yeah, we could. If you guys like that, please let us know. Email us. Okay, let's move on to the second album.
Okay.
Album number 17.
Okay.
What's the name of it?
On Earth As It Is in Heaven.
Yep. When did it air?
Oh, boy. I think this one came out in 93, I think.
Is that your final answer?
It was either 93 or 94.
All right. Which one are you, which one are you going to go with?
Yeah. 94.
Yep. You got it right. 1994.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I just realized the names in this episode are kind of easy. Or this album.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? I would have known them anyway. It's, so the first one is Our Father.
Yep.
Hallowed Be Thy Name.
Yep.
Thy Kingdom Come.
Yep.
Thy Will Be Done.
Yep.
Our Daily Bread.
Yep.
Forgive Us As We Forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Into Temptation.
Yep.
Deliver Us From Evil.
Yep.
For Thine Is The Kingdom.
Yep.
The Power.
Yep.
And The Glory.
Yep.
Forever. Amen.
Amen. Yep. Okay. You're right.
No.
There was a moment where I was like, wow, this is, I really feel like I just need to say amen after this because it sounds like we're praying. But we're not.
We're just reciting episode names.
All right, and what's the episode number?
It's somewhere in the 200s. 220 to 232.
Sorry, say that one more time.
I said 220 to 232.
You are very close, yet kind of far.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you, or do you want to try
yes,
again?
Yes, please.
It's actually 230 to 241.
Oh.
That's what I meant by so close, yet so
it's
far.
Fine. I know I'm never going to get the episode numbers right.
That's the one thing I know I can stump you on, so we will continue to do that. All right, and the third album is album 49.
Oh, this one's easy.
I knew it would be.
A New Era, part
one. Hold on. What's the album name?
The Sky's the Limit.
Thank you. When's the air date?
2007, I think.
So that was which one? We've established that.
I think that's when the episode started airing.
Okay, and then when did the album come out?
Probably 2008.
Yeah. It says air date 2008 on here.
But the episodes definitely started coming out in 2007.
So I'm wondering if they're basing this off of when the album
yes,
came out.
Yes, they're basing it off of when the album came out, for sure.
Okay.
Because when we did album 47, we ran into this too.
Yeah, I know. Alright, so episodes in the album, go.
Okay, A New Era, parts 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
BTV Temptation.
Yep.
Bodyguard.
Yep.
Wooing Gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Something Significant.
Yep.
Life in the Third Person, parts 1 and 2.
Yep.
The Highest Stakes, parts 1 and 2.
Yep.
And Chip Off the Shoulder.
Yep. That was a little bit easier because it has, like, a lot of two-parters and three-parters.
And just a lot of really important episodes.
Yeah. Okay, and what's the numbers?
Oh, let's see. I know they ended album 50 with like, 642 episodes or something like that. So...
So what will be your final answer? I don't know why I just sounded like Moriarty there. If you know, you know.
618 to 630.
You are actually so close. I think this is about the closest you've ever been. You are one off. It's 619 to 630.
Oh. I counted too much.
You did. Oops. That's okay. You did great. Good job. So there you go. Emily is Eugenius. She knows a lot about albums.
Yeah, more than whatever source you're looking at. Because I know when they air.
It's the Odyssey Adventure Club app.
Yeah, well, they're going off album release dates, not album air dates.
It just says air date. I go off of what I read. All right. Well, thank you for joining us with this installment of Who Is You Genius? If you have any questions or creative ideas that you want to send us to help me out for the rest of the season, that would be phenomenal. I was going to say fantastic, but I decided to go with phenomenal. Putting on a little Eugenius myself. But you can email those to northernaudissians, O-D-Y-S-S-I-A-N-S @gmail.com. All right, let's move on to our review. All right, welcome to our review of the top four, parts 1, 2, and 3. So we're going to start with part 1.
It opens with Eugene and Whit working on the EduLink.
Yes.
And Eugene praising Whit, and Whit praising Eugene back, and Eugene being like, oh, go on. Which, okay.
Yeah.
That's probably the most egotistical we've seen post-conversion Eugene.
It's true.
But that ends because the phone rings.
And who's on the other side of that phone, Emily?
It's Martin from Around the World Missions.
Martin, we love him.
And he is calling for Eugene. Because somebody called asking for Eugene's contact information.
And Eugene is more than willing to give it, but Whit's like, no. Which is a good thing to keep in mind, is when someone's calling you asking to give out your information, ask them who is asking so that you know who your information is going to. Just a little PSA for
especially
us.
Especially when you have a ruthless archaeologist after you and your father.
Yeah, you know, there's that, you know. The rich, ruthless archaeologist who wants to, like, I don't know. We'll find out later in the episode.
So, they find out that it is Dalton looking for this information.
So then they're like, maybe not.
Don't give it to him.
Which is smart.
But it's like, I can't believe Eugene would have done that if Whit had been there.
And the fact that, like, his dad is literally at home, hiding in his house, and he's willing to give out his information to just anyone. All right, Eugene.
Dude, like, I know you're not afraid of anything, but seriously, dude.
Have some smarts.
You're supposed to be a genius, right?
Not a Eugenius. Okay, I'm done. So anyway, enough of that rant.
So then we get to the next scene.
Yeah.
Where it's Whit and Eugene and Leonard talking. I don't know where they're talking.
Whit's in?
I'm guessing Whit's office.
Yeah.
Because that's the only... I'll explain why I think that in a little bit. So they're talking. And Leonard's like, he's just gonna come and kill all of us. And Eugene's like, it would have happened by now. I'm very easy to find on the internet. He's like...
yes, because that's supposed to make me feel better.
He's just, like, Leonard's just, like, freaking out, thinking they're all gonna get us, they're both gonna get assassinated, and then they'll have evidence to charge them.
Yep. Well, yeah.
And then Whit's like, well, I called someone.
Oh, I love this scene!
And Leonard's like,
it definitely is in Whit's office.
Yes.
That's how I've always pictured
it. Now you know why I said that.
Oh, that was one of my favorite moments.
And Whit's like, and Leonard's like, you called someone. I didn't want anybody else to know. My son's life could be in danger.
And that's why I called the only person I could trust. My son. Somebody call me? You can tell I've listened to this one a lot.
And then she asks,
sorry. And then Eugene asks, Jason, did you plan that? And he's like,
he was like,
were you waiting in the hallway?
Were you waiting outside? are.
I am sorry to our audience who's listening right now.
Maybe we...
I think we're just really tired. So, yeah. Okay, and back to it. So, Eugene asked Jason...
Were you waiting outside the door?
And he goes, yeah.
And then...
Jason. So funny.
And then he introduces himself to Leonard.
I'm sorry, though. If you were someone who was very concerned about your son, and then this other guy who has been in your son's life was like, yeah, I called my son, and he does that, and then, like, that's your first impression of it? Don't know how I'd feel about that. Just say
it's Jason.
Nah, it's Jason. Yeah, I know. I was just gonna say it's Jason. He's fine. All right.
He's probably like, I've been waiting my whole life to do this.
As we all are. There's always a moment that we're like, I would love like the perfect timing moments, and we're waiting our entire lives for those to happen. Am I still waiting for mine? Maybe.
I think I had one with you related to Odyssey one time.
We will share that one later because we do need to move on.
Yes, we do.
Anyway.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
I do know. Yes. I remember.
Okay.
Okay. So. Where are we at?
So, Jason just introduced himself to Leonard.
Yes.
And Leonard's like, what can you do to help us? He's like, I'm sorry to be curt, but how can you help us? And he explains that he used to work for the National Security Agency, and Dalton has a pretty thick file at the NSA, because he did some checking.
As one does.
And so basically what they're thinking is, if they can find evidence themselves for what Dalton's done, specifically to Leonard, then the NSA will step in, because they won't step in unless they can find some evidence.
Yes. Which makes sense. Because you can't really,
And that's where Leonard says that he thinks they're just going to assassinate them.
Right. Yes.
Anywho, so...
Small details, you know.
So, and then Jason's like... And then he's like, we should find that evidence ourselves. And Eugene's like, the NSA would let us do that. And Jason goes,
you will if you had an agent with you. But you're not an agent. Oh, I might have just gotten reinstated.
Yeah, you would have been right about 2 hours ago. But I pulled a few strings and the department reinstated me on a provisional status. I've got an badge and everything here. See? Ooh, quit becoming. I'm a friend of the badge department. Gentlemen! And Wick goes, gentlemen!
Seriously, Jason and Eugene, I did not think they were a duo that I would love to hear from, but I do love to hear from them.
You hear that a lot in the search for Wit, too. We gotta,
that's what I'm saying!
We gotta review that.
Yeah, we have to review
that. That's the original Jason-Eugene
duo. Oh, it's so good. Episode. We need a new one. Oh, wait.
You could have said that a year ago and you'd be fine.
I know, I just realized. I'm so sorry. All right.
Rest in peace, Will Ryan.
We miss you. We love you. We'll see you when we get up there. Anyway. Oh my goodness. Anyway. So then they decide that they're gonna go after Dalton, but to do that,
the best place to find evidence is in Africa.
Right.
So they decide to go back to Africa, and Leonard agrees to go with, which, brave.
Yeah.
Considering that he, like, it's a place with his worst memories. And I would imagine the poor guy's got some PTSD.
Oh, most likely.
So,
I would not be surprised.
I mean...
And then, I'm... sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was also... sorry, I was going to kind of, like, shift gears a little bit and just add this in. I really appreciate how Eugene was like, I'm very concerned about my wife being here, because if Dalton traces himself to me, he'll most likely trace himself, like, trace...
If he tracks Eugene to Odyssey, he'll get to Katrina.
And then Wit's like, don't worry, I've got this. And I'm like, I love that. Like, just... Anyway, continue. It's a good line. Good line. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's a good line. And so Eugene goes, "It looks as though the mountain men have straddled their horses again." And Jason goes, "You
back
mean
in the saddle?"
Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
I love those little lines. They have them a couple times throughout these episodes.
So then the next scene is they're on the plane.
Yes.
And Eugene's thinking about all the crazy stuff that's happened since the last time he flew to Africa.
Yep.
And about how providential God is and stuff. And Leonard is
basically
like...
Basically just a lot of stuff that he's learned over the past couple of episodes.
And Leonard's like, well, so you believe in providence then? Because Leonard's the first one to bring up providence. I just said it because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
And then, and Eugene's like, well, yeah, I believe in divine guidance and protection. I'm like literally just trying to paraphrase because I can hear the whole scene in my head. And then Leonard's like, he basically describes all the bad stuff that happened to him, and yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm not so sure I'd buy that.
Yeah.
And Eugene's like, well, yeah, but it also brought us back together, and it wasn't a coincidence. And you can't deny that that's part of a bigger plan, and Leonard's like, yes, I can. He's very bitter about it. You can hear it in his voice.
Just even, like, the two different sides of it all. Like, they do this scene very, very well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think you're about to say, like, props to,
Props to Philip Proctor.
Yes, for doing...
One of my favorite modern/new Odyssey actors.
Yeah. The way he does actors are really good. Like the voice...
Yeah.
So good.
He's just like, Eugene's like, yeah, I know Mother and Everett are gone, but we're still alive, and we don't know what the future holds. And Leonard's like, if it's anything like the past, I'm not interested. I'm like, that's a mood.
Yeah.
I think I kind of get it.
Yeah.
In a way. But like, and Leonard basically just doesn't believe that God had anything to do with them finding each other. And, the final scene in the... Like, Leonard basically just says that Eugene was lucky. And then the final line of that scene is... To believe in that kind of luck takes much more faith than to simply believe that God arranged it all.
Yeah, such a good line. Seriously, some of these lines in these episodes are so good.
I think that came from, because Nathan Hubler said that a lot of his episodes came from, like, devotions he was reading, like, devotionals.
Yeah.
I think that must have been one of the lines that came from, like, a devotional or something.
That sounds like it. But, yeah. But it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It also kind of, I feel like it kind of nods to, like, Back to Bethlehem. Was it that one? Where Eugene's kind of wrestling with, like, faith and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's talking to Hezekiah about it.
Review that.
Oh, I know. Anyway. We're planning for next year, you know.
And then I think we go back to Whit and Diane for her second appearance after that.
Diane.
I think that's where this scene goes. Am I wrong? It jumps back and forth a little bit.
Maybe.
I think that's where this goes.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, well, whatever. If it's in the wrong spot, who cares?
There's two different lines. Like there's two different storylines, but there's not.
No, it's just a little bit of jumping back and forth.
Anyway.
So, she is in Odyssey.
Because Whit has asked her to come, and he wants to get information about...
Dalton.
Yes.
So, she basically says everything in the negative.
But without saying it.
She's like, he's definitely not living in the penthouse on top of the New York City Hotel. And he doesn't... He probably wouldn't have the best security money could buy if he did live there. And all this...
Are we sure this is not in the second part? Because I thought they made it to Africa first.
No, it's somewhere in the first part. Because at the end of the episode, they go to New York, and it's like... And because Jason's...
No, but I thought the end of the second part, they... No. Wait, there's the...
No. At the end of the first episode, they decide they're going to go to New York, because that's where the stuff out of the village is being shipped.
So the second and third part are more in New York. Okay, yes, okay.
Yes. And
I just feel like this part is stretched out a lot more than
and
this.
And Wit chimes in, like, Jason said he's being shipped to Rock Room and Tower, and Wit chimes in, that's where Dalton lives. So I know this scene is somewhere in part one.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have known that.
Okay, continue.
So basically, she talks like that through the entire scene and makes sure kids can understand it by breaking the fourth wall just a little bit in the middle,
Which line?
She's like, well, not breaking the fourth wall, but... She's like, in case you're not tracking, that means he would.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I think we're all tracking.
But, I mean, in fairness, I was like 14 when this episode came out, which I don't know what an 8-year-old would have been thinking at that point. So.
I'm just thinking back to when I was 8 years old. I would have loved this. I did love this, let's be real.
You were, like, what, 11 when this came out?
Yeah, but I'm more thinking, like, these, like, spy action-adventure episodes. It's kind of the same, like, a name, not a number. I love that one.
Because this was your imaginary world. This informed your imaginary world.
Yes. This became... No, I'm just kidding. Well, anyway.
Like, You had Peter Borland in your event.
I did not want to bring that up, but thank you. No, okay. Let me say it this way. I played from what I knew. So I was taking characters from different, like, don't laugh. I was taking characters from, like, different, like, books and TV shows and, like, radio dramas, obviously. And I used it to fuel my own little world. But obviously, I just kind of used the character as, like, to base it off of.
You used the name.
Yeah, for that one, I used the name. But to be honest, I did have a villain, and his name was Dr. Regis Blackard. Just saying. But I kind of changed the backstory of it. It's fine. Anyway, moving on.
Sorry.
I feel like I had to, like, just say that because I was like, well, it's not that I had the character. I just had the name. And, like, I don't know why.
Neither do I.
Who knows why kids do some things that they do? Anyway. Moving on.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Okay, so, where were we? Diane is...
And so she's basically telling Wit all this stuff.
Yeah.
Including where Dalton lives, and that he's been smuggling valuables for years, and that he...
has the best security money can buy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else she says. Oh, his address probably isn't on this piece of paper.
No, this is a grocery list. Not this piece of paper.
Either. And then he's like, thank you, Diane. You've been very helpful. I didn't tell you a thing. Exactly.
Okay, I will say this again. I was driving up to Hunter Brown when I was listening to these, and seriously, I was quoting, like, every second line. I was like, this is so sad how I know these episodes so
not
well.
Every line?
Well, I don't know every line. Just, like, those lines where I'd, like, helpful? I didn't tell you a thing. Exactly. It was bad how many times I was doing it. Anyway.
And so, yeah, I'm pretty sure the next scene is Eugene, Leonard, and Jason,
in Africa.
In Africa. They're basically, I think they got dropped off somewhere right by the dig. I don't know how. It sounded like a plane took off in the back room, but...
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
So they're in... They're by the dig site. And then they meet...
They meet Aziz.
Right.
Who is tied to a tree.
Right.
And I'm like, why? Because they forced everybody else out of the village to blow it up. Why tie him to a tree?
Couldn't tell ya.
So they untie him, and he says to Leonard, he says, Marathi, I thought you were dead. Yeah, I get that a lot.
Again, so many good lines. Anyway.
And so he says they're going to destroy the village, and they're setting up explosives in the village, so everybody follows him to the village.
Yep.
Maybe they tied him to the tree so they couldn't get help.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows the mind of Dalton Kern?
It's Dalton Kern's henchman. He's nowhere near here.
Yeah, but somebody had to mastermind it.
Yeah, but I feel like tying somebody to a tree would be like a momentary, an in-the-moment decision.
That's true.
Not a decision from on high. Sorry. Sorry.
Anyway. Such a weird choice of words.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not comparing Dalton to, like, mm-mm. God.
Okay? Anyway.
Just to make that clear.
We know.
So, they get to the village, find the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And so Eugene and Leonard are trying to...
Eugene's like, yeah, I could probably figure out how to undo a bomb.
But what? He's very nervous about it, though.
Yeah.
Which, this gives me Last Days of Eugene Melsner vibes.
Yeah!
Oh,
so good.
And so then Aziz and Jason go to get everybody out of the village.
Yep. And then... It goes kaplooey.
Not yet.
Oh, dang it.
They basically, I guess kind of, no.
This is, okay. No, you continue and then I'll say my thing.
Because Eugene's trying to do it, but he admits that he's making it up as he goes along.
Yeah.
Then we cut to the next scene after some music and it basically does just blow up.
Yeah, and this is where I thought the first episode ended.
Nope.
That's why I was so confused. I was like, what?
Nope.
No. That would have been a great place to end the episode, though.
Nope.
Seriously, explosions are, like, a perfect place to do it.
No, because...
We all hate it as an audience, but it's a good place to do it.
No, because then we don't know who's dead and who's alive!
Exactly! That's the whole point! Anyway.
So... But can you imagine not knowing if Jason was alive for, like, a week? Because we were listening to these week to week.
I'm sorry. We all were not sure if he was... There was lots of times where we weren't sure he was alive for at least a week.
Like when?
Or maybe I'm thinking of Wit. I don't know. Those two, seriously, they're bad at, like, almost killing themselves. Not intentionally.
I feel like most of the times that's happened, though, we find out within the same episode that he's okay.
May I mention the mortal coil?
I'm talking about Jason. No,
I was just going to lump those two together because together, they seriously.
Well, that episode wasn't even supposed to be finished, okay? That was supposed to be the episode that happened instead of Gone. But then they decided to finish it instead.
They were going to kill him off?
Yeah.
Ah!
Check the guide. It's in there.
Yeah, my guide's in the storage. I can't go get it. Anyway, that's just rude.
I should have brought mine.
That's okay. Okay, so where does the episode end?
So, basically, it doesn't end for a while. Because the next scene is them meeting up with Jason again. He took cover as soon as he saw that the houses were empty.
Okay.
Because they'd forced them all out of the village. And so Aziz went to look for them. And...
Didn't they touch base with Wit at this point?
Not yet. Not yet. Okay. Not until the last scene.
Okay.
And then, so Jason, so they basically go over the fact that Eugene, or that Dalton is trying to destroy any evidence of the Wolof tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically the conclusion they come to. And then Aziz comes back and tells them that everybody was forced out of their homes.
Yeah.
And everybody in the Wolof tribe is basically old. Women, children, and old men. Yeah. So they couldn't really fight them off.
Yeah.
And so then that's when Leonard brings up the tape. Which they brought up in a previous scene and we didn't touch on it. But basically, Aziz helped Leonard make a tape about how he and Thelma were being treated.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to know what happened to it. And Aziz didn't give it to the authorities, but he did keep it. Because the day that Leonard gave him the tape, basically the day he finished it, mm-hmm. Dalton gave
the Wolofs them bunch with treasures.
Yeah, he gave him a bunch of stuff. So he kept it in case he ever needed to use it against him. Basically, all the treasures from the village were taken out of the village, and the tape was stored in the false bottom of an ivory box that Leonard had unearthed at the dig.
Yep.
And so he's like, so the Daltons' men have our only evidence. And so, but they probably don't know they have it because Eugene says
it's hidden in a false bottom.
Yeah. So Jason decides to go track the box.
Right. And then Eugene and Leonard decide to help rebuild the village.
Which, why are they rebuilding it with the exploded splinters?
Because that's all they have access to.
I guess so, but how is that gonna work?
Did they have this conversation, like, during the episode?
Yeah, pretty much. So, they start talking, they're rebuilding, and Eugene finds a statue of one of the Ashanti gods.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
And that gets the conversation back on to faith and such. And, but it gets more personal here, I think. Because Leonard says first he says that one of the Wolofs held on to their blind convictions even after they left the Ashantis. And Eugene says, well, it is difficult to turn your back on your beliefs. And I was like, yeah, I've noticed. You seem to be firmly ensconced in yours.
Hmm.
And like, basically, Leonard says, could your god have prevented this? And Eugene says, well, if he chose to, sure, certainly. Then, and Leonard's like, I never, when I tried to talk the Ashantis out of their backwards beliefs, I never thought I'd be fighting these very same battles with my own son.
Mm-hmm.
And Eugene tries to explain that his faith is different. It's not just a fondness for religion, like Leonard says. He says that Eugene decided to be rebellious. And in my head, I'm thinking, you weren't even there.
Yeah.
He wasn't even, he thought you were dead.
Yeah.
So he wasn't even thinking about you when he made this decision. At least not that we know of.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, Leonard doesn't quite know what Eugene went through to come to that point.
And so Eugene tries to explain that it's not just him being fond of religion. It's a relationship with the God who loves him, wants what's best for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Leonard just doesn't get it. He's like, every belief in a higher power is nothing more than wishful thinking. And Eugene tries to take a scientific approach.
Mm-hmm.
He says, saying the invalidity of one belief system disproves every belief system is poor science. It'd be similar to doubting the dependability of math because one equation can be proved false. And so, but Leonard's just not convinced.
Yeah.
At all. And so he's like, I'm sorry I failed you, Eugene.
Hmm.
I'm like, okay. Harsh.
Quite harsh.
Then the scene basically ends. I feel like this part is denser than the other parts.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Anyway, so then we cut to what I imagine is evening.
Yeah.
And Jason comes back, and he's talking to Whit on the satellite phone.
Right.
Which, where did Jason get a satellite phone?
He probably had it with him the entire time.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. If you're going to Africa and you're performing kind of a low-key, top-secret mission, like, you kind of need a way to contact HQ. In this case, his dad.
So he's talking...
For my extensive knowledge in espionage.
He's talking to Whit, and then they... He basically tells them that he found the airstrip. He tracked it to the same airstrip where they landed.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I guess they landed in the middle of the jungle?
Maybe.
Maybe they landed close to the dig? I don't know. Anyway.
Who knows?
But, so, apparently it's headed to New York and then being shipped to a place called Rock Room and Tower.
Rock Room and Tower? That's where Dalton lives.
And then... And so
I'm telling you, there's certain lines that I know off by heart.
And so Jason's like, okay, that's where we're going. Eugene's like, to his home, but want to be heavily guarded with security and alarm systems and possibly animals that are trained to kill. That's right. The fun has just begun, gentlemen. I'm in.
I feel like yeah.
Are you in? I'm in. Then Eugene's like,
I'm in.
But he says, apparently without my knowledge, the definition of fun has merged with the definition of insanity.
Oh, and then he says, I'm in.
And that's where the episode ends.
Right. I forgot about that. Okay, so that was part one of The Top Floor. Let's move on.
It's a pretty good episode.
It is. I liked it. Yeah. It's a good starter up.
It starts up the, philosophical underpinnings of the episode.
And, like, the action-adventure part of the episode. I mean, there's already been an explosion, and we haven't even gotten to the rest of the episode yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to part two. All right, part two of The Top Floor.
So, if I remember correctly, part two starts with them on the plane.
Yes.
It has to, because they have a whole conversation.
Alright, sounds good. Oh yeah, because isn't this where, like, Eugene calls Katrina and leaves a message on the answering machine?
Which
will
come
into play later.
Why? Why did you let her talk?
Yeah, meh.
Before you hung up your phone. Anyway,
Well, no, like, you just don't know what is still gonna get picked up, so I don't think you
I
really
know,
realize.
But still!
If you've listened to this episode, you know why we're talking about this, but if you don't, stay tuned, because we will be touching on this.
If you're listening to this without having listened to the episode, why? Actually, I know one person who will be doing that, so, hi!
Anyway, so, moving on, they have their conversation on the plane.
Yes.
After Eugene hangs up the phone.
So, Eugene says, are you comfortable? It'll be a long flight. And Leonard goes, I'm fine. And then Eugene goes, I think I saw Jason hoarding the pillows a few seats up. I could grab one.
Makes sense.
and then Leonard's like, no, I'm fine. And so Eugene grabs his book. What do you think Eugene's reading?
I don't know. I feel like it's some scientific book. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Something like Confessions by Augustine or some... Mm. I don't know. I don't know. But, like, so... Or maybe a novel.
Maybe a novel. Maybe he's just gonna surprise us and he's reading, like, some, like, I don't know, spy novel. Who knows?
get himself in the mood. I don't know. But he has a picture that he's using as a bookmark, and Leonard notices. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of Leonard and Thelma and Dalton.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this conversation. Yeah. Okay, this is where we and get to the interesting stuff.
And so basically that picture was taken the day after they found they were in Tunisia, which I believe is somewhere in Africa, in case you're wondering. And they found, it was they took this picture the day before they found an ancient Tunisian version of a telescope.
Right, yep.
And it was the first one ever discovered.
Nice.
And so Leonard is sharing this good memory with Dalton, and then Eugene asks, you know, what changed between you two? And we find out that before Leonard dated Thelma, Dalton dated Thelma.
Yep.
And so when Leonard started dating her, he saw it as a betrayal.
Right, yep.
But somewhere along the line, Leonard grew Dalton, and that's where we get a flashback.
Well, hold on. Also, what I feel like I need to point out is the way that Eugene responds to the fact that, like, Dalton dated his mom before his dad did. And he's just like, oh, lovely. You can tell he's very uncomfortable with that thought.
He's like, I'm genuinely repulsed.
Yeah. That would be weird to find out that the guy that you're trying to hunt down is used to date your mom before your dad did. Like, that's a little weird.
It's kind of like some of the stuff we learned about our parents' early interactions with each other.
Oh, that. Yes. I was like, what are you talking about? Our parents are never in this.
No. I just mean who our mom's friend thought she wanted to get her together with. Versus who she actually ended up with.
And then our dad's version of the story. Anyway, I seriously was like, what are you referring to? Like, is there something about their past I don't know? Is dad actually a spy? Like, I always suspected. I'm sorry. As a kid, I was convinced. And then when I heard The Last Great Adventure of the Summer, it was just like, it could work. Anyway. That's another conversation for another time. I was a very strange kid.
Anyway, so we get this flashback.
Yep.
There's not a lot to it, but it's basically Leonard coming to Dalton and talking about all this newfangled technology for archaeology, and Dalton basically being a boomer and...
What?
Well,
I know, but like, I'm a little shocked right now that that's the language you would use, but okay. Now, basically, Dalton is old school and doesn't want to do anything new school, and
Leonard's like, well,
it works. If it works, let's do it.
And Leonard's like, then I'm ready to move on then, if you're not gonna... Like, actually, he says, because Dalton tries to remind him that he was Archaeologist of the Year, and Leonard's like, but that was 4 years ago. Have you ever wondered why you haven't won in the last 3 years?
Oh, snap.
And so they basically split up after partners, I guess.
Yeah.
And Leonard thinks that him... becoming more successful than Dalton drove him insane. And Eugene tries to push back. They're like, well, not literally. And Leonard's like...
Not literally.
He did imprison his best friend. And
former girlfriend for 20 years. I could do it in the accent, but I won't.
Yeah, you think you have a good British accent.
Well, anyway... Yeah.
So,
which, I mean, is a fair point. Like, I definitely think he's insane.
So then we get to the hotel.
Yep.
And,
Jason comes from talking to the hotel security staff, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he...
These episodes are tiring to review.
What?
These episodes are tiring to review. I'm tired.
Anyway, and so Jason comes back and he's like, he like shares the plan with Eugene and Leonard, and he's like, yeah, the cleaning hotel cleaning staff just hired 3 new janitors.
Because the cleaning staff are the only ones with access to the penthouse.
Which he figured out from talking to the security staff. And security staff is all on board to have Jason there and do whatever he needs
he
to
do.
He
got a federal court order.
Yeah, I did. Anyway. Like, that.
Which, how? You've been out of the country for a little bit. Then you were on the plane. How
it's
did you...
It's called the NSA. He has a badge. It gets you anything.
How did you find to do that?
I don't know. I'm not, like, that into the espionage world that I know how that works. But, yeah. Anyway, so then... Shush. So then...
Or are you?
No, I really am not. Believe me.
But you want to be, don't you?
Well, anyway. So then, Jason shares with them the plan. And Eugene takes it quite literally. And he's like, oh, 3. Maybe we can talk to them. They can get us in. And then Jason's like, no, Eugene, where are the cleaners? He's like, oh, Spylingo. Cleaning. 10-4. That's so... See, I literally sat there the entire drive quoting this one. And then I think I was also listening to the Search for Wood on the way back. And it was, again, I was just like, oh, okay. It's a little sad how I actually know this. These are the ones I listen to all the time.
The writer probably doesn't remember this as well as you do.
That's okay. That's fine. He doesn't need to. Yeah, so then they decide to put their plan into action?
Yeah, I think they basically...
Yeah, because this is before someone comes.
They basically go upstairs.
Yes.
Well, we cut ahead to whenever they do that. Huh? We cut ahead to whenever they're going upstairs.
Oh, sorry. Is there a scene in between hand?
No. But I feel like some time must have passed.
Between hand? I apologize. My wording right now. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I feel like some time must have passed.
Oh, most likely.
Because you didn't read 10 years of staff personnel files.
Well, yeah, you gotta do some research before you, like, start on your mission.
I thought
that was common knowledge.
For the cleaning company, which, how did they get permission to do that?
Well, they had to get into character. You're supposed to know your backstory.
But you have to have permission for that kind of stuff. They're privacy...
Hello, the NSA badge.
I know, but there are privacy laws for a reason.
Yeah, but what else is he gonna do with them?
I don't know.
Anyway, so then they go into his floor and start to clean, and Eugene is known as the distraction for the guard, and he's like, I don't know how I'm going to distract someone for that long.
The guard's a woman, too.
Yes, which they didn't know yet.
Which is fun. Oh, yeah, you're back at the other line. Oh.
Am I?
You said you were going to say, you were saying Eugene doesn't know how to distract him, and then Jason says...
I don't remember what Jason says.
Eugene, when have you ever been at a loss for words?
Right? That good line. Yep. So then, anyway, so then they go up to the top floor. There you go. And Eugene proceeds to distract the guard, but he is not sure how, and then he realizes that she's also into computers, so of
like
course.
She designed the whole security system.
Yep, and so...
So he decides to...
Eugene's in Happy Land now. And so then...
In his happy place.
Right, that's the word for it. And then, excuse me, Jason and Leonard are searching around the
house.
Well, I was going to call it a penthouse, yeah. Whatever. And they're just looking around to kind of see, like, where it could be and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. And then
Leonard runs into
random child that we don't know the name of yet.
And you're like, oh, that's fun. And this child is so used to cleaners that he's, like, talking about staying and playing with him. And I was like, do you not have a life, child? Oh, my goodness.
Well, he only
has... Do you just stay, like, locked up in this penthouse? I wonder why.
Well, considering...
You'll find out later. So then, Leonard gets out of that. Oh, no, because Leonard gets caught at the door.
Yeah, the door carved with African mess.
Which you're like, wow, just why don't you just paint a red, white target on the door? You know, it'd be more obvious than that door.
Less obvious, I think.
That's what I like to say. Oh my goodness. I think I need to go back to bed and wake up again. Okay, and then, so yes, the sun stops Leonard. And he's starts, like, talking to him.
Only my dad can get in there. He says his name and the door opens. Which, I love voice activated doors.
I know. Some of these millionaires are using their money wrong.
I mean, I have a fob for the door to my place. But I want voice activated doors.
That's not as cool. Are you kidding me? To be able to say Emily and then the door opens. Like,
it's better than having to fumble with a key.
Yeah. So,
Which, where did you put that, by the way?
I'll let you know after. Anyway, so then they have a whole conversation, and Leonard finds out about how to actually open up the door. And then, so then the child leaves, and then Leonard and Jason are talking about how to open up the door, and then they...
Well,
they kind of do, and then they start making their way back, and then Eugene wraps up his conversation... And then he's like, yeah, next time I'll tell you about this other thing, though.
About how I did this thing with only one fail-safe bus.
Oh.
I don't even know what that
means. So exciting. So then they're about to leave. No, they leave.
They're about to leave, and she asks them about another one of the cleaners.
Oh, right. And then they're all like, oh, we've been found out. And then Eugene pipes up to save the day. And says that this person hasn't worked there for, like, 7 years.
Almost a year.
Almost a year.
Seven years. But we can check on her if you like.
And they're like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah. So anyway. Then they leave.
And then they talk about,
Then they call. Then that scene basically ends.
Right. And then they
call Whit. Well, no. He's talking to Katrina. And Whit.
Oh, right.
And Whit.
Both of them.
And, because he's like... Since you've done some work with voice activation technology, Mr. Whitaker, I thought you would have some ideas. Which, when I listened to this, I didn't really know what he was talking about. Because I don't think I'd listened to Blackard extensively at that point. Or maybe I had and I just didn't put the two and two together. But that's what he's talking about, which is weird.
Yeah. So, yeah. There's that.
So...
And then they talk more about, like, what to do.
So... But then, actually, I think there's a scene that we missed where we see Dalton in the airport. We missed it somewhere along the line.
I thought it's coming up soon.
No, because this is the scene where Dalton shows up.
Oh. Oh, I think that was, like, in the middle of...
Yeah, we missed it somewhere. But he's like, yeah, he found the article about Eugene's Christmas thing...
Yeah.
Basically. And that his office is housed in a place called, get this, Wits End. And so he goes.
So then, jump back to where we were.
And so Dalton shows up.
And
apparently him and Wit have met.
Well, I think because the archaeological...
Well, yeah, but in previous episodes, it just sounds like Whit had heard of him. But I guess they'd crossed paths.
Well, no, I feel like that's kind of what they're referring to is, like, he's known of him, but he doesn't know him.
but he knows him by face.
Yeah, but it's a small... The archaeological world is quite small, Emily. Pretty sure they all know each other by
face. Odyssey, I don't think it's really that small.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, I think because it's so small, you kind of know everyone, but, like, you don't know everyone. It's like the ECE world. You, like, know of everyone, but you don't know everyone.
But Dalton knew where Wit had done archaeological work in the past.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it was in, like, magazines and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I just feel like they know of each other, they just don't know each other.
Yeah.
That's two different things.
And so... And so, Dalton asks about Eugene, and Wit's super cagey, because of course. Mm. And then Katrina comes out and is, like, asking him for his name, gets his full name.
Yeah.
And Wit's like, what are you, like, you think
Wit's No. So, actually, Katrina comes out, and she goes, wait, someone's on the phone to,
Well, no, first she introduces herself. And gets Dalton's full name.
Oh,
And then she pulls Wit away.
Right.
And then they go back. And
we find out... thank you for saving me. And she's like, that's not who I was saving.
And so she was basically having Dalton say his name so that Eugene could record it on the other end of the phone.
And then piece it together so they can get in the door.
Which, I seriously don't know how that would have actually worked.
A voice recorder.
No, I know, but, like, how well it would have actually worked in real
Obviously,
life.
Obviously, okay. In real life, then, I don't know.
Whatever.
I mean,
speech-to-text software is pretty sensitive. Being somebody who uses it a fair bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know how precise you have to be when using it to open doors.
I couldn't tell you.
So,
we need a voice-activated door for us to find out. Okay. Moving on.
I'm surprised Dad hasn't done that to the garage.
That would be really hard, considering in order to open it, you would have to stick your head out the car door and shout at it. Don't know how the neighbors would really like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Especially when we're coming home late. Yeah. Can you imagine?
But he's automated a bunch of stuff in his house, like the lights.
Yeah, motion activated stuff is a little bit easier to be less in your face. Except when you're half asleep walk into the bathroom.
But he also made it so he could control them using your phones.
Yeah.
Did he do that, or did he buy lights with that capability?
I think it's just an app, and you have to get, like, specific switches for it. Anyway. Side note. So then there's a plan put in place to get the door open.
So basically they find out that... No.
Hold on.
Wait.
They have a plan to get the door open, and then I think they... Oh, wait, then the silent alarm.
Yeah,
that has to be next.
So we see Dalton break into the house.
Yes. And his conversation with his henchman.
His name is Doyle for some reason.
He's a henchman. He has his conversation with his henchman, and then they put two and two together that Eugene is Leonard's son.
And the henchman puts it together. Dalton does not put it together, which is really weird.
Because Dalton thinks Eugene is dead because of the train crash.
Yeah, but still.
Just saying. So then they figure that out, and then we can't. Don't we?
No, they hear the thing on the answering machine.
Yeah, so then they know that he's headed to New York.
With Leonard.
So let's head to New York.
Yeah.
So they leave.
No, but in the middle of this, we get the scene of Jason and Leonard and the boy in the elevator.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because this is, like, three quick scenes that all happen at once.
Yes. So, they get into the elevator with him.
Yeah.
No, they're in the elevator. The elevator opens on the floor. He gets in.
And then they have a conversation.
They have a conversation. Because he has a photo.
Oh.
And
what's in the photo? Do we know?
And, no, Leonard asks, no. Here's what, so Dalton, so he asks about his mom, not knowing what he's getting into.
Yeah.
And he's like, she died a long time ago, but I have a picture of her.
Do you want to see her?
Yeah, he shows him the picture.
He shows Jason the picture first.
Jason the picture, and of course, Jason
has no idea what he's looking at. No clue. He's like, oh, that's nice.
And then he shows it to Leonard, and Leonard goes, like, I can imagine his eyes bugging out of his head, yeah. Like, oh my word, like, what? So then...
But the picture has been cut.
Right, but we don't know that yet.
Oh, okay,
Because the scene just ends there, and we don't know why Leonard is reacting that yes. way. We don't know.
Yeah, and then don't we cut to where Katrina is talking to...
Officer Patrick O'Ryan.
Ah, yes. And talking about how Eugene...
Played by Will Ryan. Last name, not a coincidence at all.
Uh-huh. And so then they're talking about the fact that Eugene has a silent alarm on his house that's, like, so silent that the burglars have no idea it's going off. And then Katrina's like, yeah, he prefers to,
not disturb the neighbors and trap the criminals rather than frightening them off.
Yeah.
Which, in this case, I wish they had a ringing alarm.
Yeah.
Because then they wouldn't have heard the answering machine.
So then,
they decide to listen to
the motion sensing microphone that's in the phone, which is, you know, something we've heard before. And, yeah. The officer is like, oh, we should have you on the force, Whit. It's like, well, no.
Ice cream is exciting enough for me.
Which, you know, me too. makes me want to work in an ice cream shop. And Discovery Emporium, which I know that those are not a thing, but I can start one. Anyway.
Move to Colorado Springs and work at Wits End.
No, I want to start one in Canada. Are you kidding me?
Anyway.
So then they listen to the voice recording on the phone, and who is it? It is...
Dalton!
So they're like, oh, maybe we need to go join the guys.
Or, no, Whit goes to join them.
Well, yeah.
He says, looks like the gig is up. We better warn... And Katrina goes, we better warn the guys in New York. And then we get to the final scene.
Yes.
And Eugene is in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And Jason and Leonard come in. And he's like, Dalton just boarded a flight for New York. And he, like, and Jason's like, and he knows about Leonard. And Eugene's like, it appears that way. But Leonard's not paying attention at all.
Right, because didn't Eugene just get off the phone with Whit?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so they were telling Eugene what they learned, and so,
So, but Leonard's, like, completely distracted.
Yeah.
Because, and Jason says, we just came up the elevator with Dalton's son, mm-hmm. and Leonard goes, he showed me a picture, and Eugene's like, I don't get it.
Jason's like, I don't know.
I fail to understand the significance of the photograph. And actually, Jason's the one who says... The picture was of your mother. So Leonard must have filled him in after...
Probably.
And so, the picture was of your mother, and Eugene's like, Thelma, how would that boy get a picture of my mother? That makes no sense. And Leonard's like, that's what I thought too, until the boy told me his name. Everett!
Dun dun dun!
Eugene, that boy upstairs is my son.
It's so good! I think that's the end of part two, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so we move on to part three?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, part three of the top floor. So, we just found out that Everett is Leonard's quote-unquote son, and actually Leonard's son. And,
so they figure that... Instead of ever dying at the age of two like they thought he did, because Leonard knew that he was taken to hospital.
Yeah.
But then he was told that he died there after a fall at the dig.
So then they kind of just assume that instead of
He didn't actually die. Dalton kidnapped him instead.
Yeah, that's great.
Which tells me that Everett was like 8 years ago, because he's like 10 now.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's crazy. What happens next?
And so they...
Don't they talk about, like, how...
They're like, you have proof that he kidnapped my son. And Jason's like, we don't actually have it yet. Because we only have your word.
It's the same proof that he kidnapped Ever is the same proof that he kidnapped you.
Yeah.
The tape in the box.
Yeah. So they... So basically that scene ends... And... Oh, no. It ends with Eugene saying that that because... When Whit found out that Dalton was coming back here, he decided to get on a plane himself.
Oh, right. So that's where we find out that he's coming.
Yeah.
So then...
Which makes it.
Oh, yeah. And then I think, don't we cut to Whit coming in?
We cut to them finding out that Dalton's leaving town.
Oh, so they're like, okay. So they're like, okay, we gotta do this quickly. But then they realize that...
The place is going to be empty for at least an hour tomorrow morning.
So then they're like, okay, we gotta go in and get the tape and get out again. So that's where Whit comes in.
Something like that.
Doesn't he have, like, a very similar scene to how Jason first... Oh.
No, not that I know of.
I thought I remember, like, thinking, oh man, these two, they're father, like son. Maybe that was just me. So Whit comes in and they're filling him in on the plan, and then... the original plan was that Eugene and Leonard and Jason, no, sorry, Leonard and Jason were going to go in, but then, and Eugene was going to stay and be, like, on leading them in and watching the security cameras, and Eugene was all for that because he's gotten really good at watching the security cameras. And then, Whit's like, yeah, I'm all good with this plan except for one thing, Leonard should not go. And they're like, what? Like, he's the only one who can identify the box. And then Whit's like, no, he isn't. I'm an archaeologist. I know the box that I... I know what the box looks like. And so then...
And in my head, I'm thinking you were an archaeologist in a completely different region, Whit. But
yeah,
whatever.
But I feel like they kind of know a brief... Like, they know what they're looking for the different areas. Right? Like, it makes sense to me. And so...
I guess...
So then you kind of don't really find out the reason why Whit wants to switch it until later, when Eugene can't sleep and Whit comes up and, you know, they're talking about the thing and about what they're about to do. And Eugene asks Whit, like, why he wanted to go instead.
Why are you trading places with my dad?
And then Whit's response is because no matter what happens, Whit knows where he's going.
And Leonard doesn't.
And the same is not true for your father. And so then they have... Don't they talk a little bit more about...
He says, you're not expecting anything to happen to you, are you? And
Whit says no.
No, I'm praying, but I'm also prepared.
Yeah.
For whatever.
Which is like, okay.
And then... But he says, but your father isn't. So then Eugene decides to do some praying of his own.
Right. I think that's kind of where the scene ends.
Yeah.
And then, do we cut to...
I guess we cut to...
The plan.
This is going to be a hard one to talk about because it all happens really fast.
Yeah. So, we cut to the plan where they're going in.
Yeah.
And they know the code to the stairs, but not the elevator.
No, they know the code to the elevator, not the stairs.
Right. Because they came up the elevator the first time. So, they go up. They go in. No one else is there. So then they head towards the door to open it. They use Dalton saying his name that's been pieced together, and it opens up, and they find it. But then, doesn't Everett come up first? Or does...
Eugene sees him getting on the elevator and...
So then they gotta hurry up. But then the guard and Dalton are coming up, aren't they?
Only after Everett tells them that they're up there.
Right. So Everett comes upstairs. And then, aren't they somehow...
Oh, and then, no, Leonard is down there, so he decides to stall Everett by telling him that he's his father. Right. Which, I never thought that was a good idea, but whatever. No.
But, okay, but for some reason... Okay, so they find the tape, and then don't they watch it to, like, send...
Not yet. Not yet. Because not until after.
Okay, so wait. So then Leonard is talking to Everett and telling him who he actually is, and they have a really sweet moment, and it's really.
But cute. Everett's just like, "No, you creep!"
Like this is weird. And which then,
fair?
Doesn't he say then that
there are two men up there trying to find something. You can't go up there.
Then he runs and goes and tells his dad and the guard.
Because he's like, you're stealing from him.
Yeah.
Which, fair. He doesn't understand what's going on.
Yeah. So then Everett goes and tells the guard and Dalton that there are two men up there. And so then they're like, okay, let's hurry up. And then... So then that's when they decide to send the tape through... Wasn't it the edge of
No, no, not yet, because Whit goes up there.
Whit goes where?
Up. Or, no.
Yeah, he's already up there.
No, Everett makes his way to the... I'm so confused.
Everett
sees the tape some...
Oh. Yes, because they're trying to...
He goes upstairs.
They're trying to quickly send it to Eugene so that he has it. So I think they're like... I think in my head, they always had the Edulink or something.
Yeah, anyway,
So then they're playing the tape to send it to...
Whit goes, gets up there at some point, because he is up there by the time Everett comes back up.
You mean Leonard?
No, Whit.
Whit is already upstairs with Jason.
Right.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Sorry, it's really confusing.
Okay, I know what I'm talking about. So then, yeah, so Jason and Whit are watching the tape to send it to Eugene so that they have it. Leonard heads back to where Eugene is.
And we get it as flashback, which is... We don't really have time to go into that right now, but it's really freaky.
Yeah. Well, we can touch it on it a little bit.
Well, it's basically Dalton coming in angry because they haven't found any gold.
And then before he comes in,
Thelma trying to hide Everett under the bed.
And the video camera, because that's what it sounds like. And then Dalton comes in, gets really mad, and is looking for Everett. And then it sounds like he's just, like, flipping tables over and, like, moving, whatever. And then he finally finds him, and kind of right around when he finds him, you then hear Everett has been watching this entire time. And is like, is that actually...
Well, I think he comes in at that moment.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And Everett's like, wait, is that my dad? And then it's like, he basically finds out the whole truth and he's like, oh, okay. And so then it's told that he tells them that he actually told Dalton and the guard.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, okay, we gotta get out of there. But like, I don't know the code because they're coming up the elevator. And then they're like, but I don't know the code to the stairs. And then Everett's like, I do. And they're like, okay, cool, get to the stairs. Whit's going to provide distraction. So then they head to the stairs, but they actually end up not getting there because they end up coming in the elevator. But I think they try and stop the elevator.
Yeah, I don't even know.
So then Jason and Everett hide in a cupboard while Whit goes and distracts them.
Yeah.
And so then...
Which, how? this cupboard.
Well, he owns a penthouse. I'm sure this cupboard is humongous. Probably like a pantry or something. Anyway, so then you hear Whit and Dalton's conversation, and Dalton's a little confused as to why Whit's in his house, but you know.
He basically gets the guard to knock him out.
Yes. And then Dalton finds them in the cupboard?
No.
No, they are about to run to the stairs. Somehow, they get found.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, Everett, no, because Jason sends Everett downstairs.
Oh, right, so then Jason gets him to go down the stairs, and then he gets hit on the head, so he's out cold, too.
And then Whit's out cold, and yeah, then... Yeah,
because it's a $50,000 bump on the head.
And then, somehow... So then,
Everett makes it down to where Leonard and Eugene are, and then Leonard goes very protective father and, like, puts Everett behind him, is how I've always pictured it, and I think they
describe
it. Well, he says,
get behind me, Everett.
Well, yeah. So then they have their confrontation between Dalton and Leonard, and then eventually Everett goes, no, I want to go with my dad, and then he's meeting Dalton.
And we don't get why.
And we're like, oh, okay, this is weird. And so then... it's, like, devastating for Leonard, you can tell. And so then
Everett goes with... Well, it's also devastating earlier, because they're watching footage of them together earlier.
Yeah.
And he's like, Everett actually loves him, what the...
Yeah. So then Everett goes with Dalton, and then...
The police catch them.
Yeah, so they're sitting in, like, the limo or the vehicle or whatever, and they're having a conversation, and Dalton's basically like, I don't regret anything. Oh, no, wait, sorry. They hear the police come, and then Everett says, Jason gave me a tracking device. I think he says sorry first, and then goes, Jason gave me a tracking device. And then Dalton's like, I don't regret any of it. Yeah,
because before that, Everett's trying to find out how his mom died.
Right.
Which, wow.
Yeah. And so then, yeah. Dalton gets out of the vehicle, and I'm assuming the police tackle him and, you know, all that fun stuff. And then you switch to kind of, like, the aftermath where are they again?
I think, like, a courthouse or, like, an NSA office or something.
Yeah, and
Because Leonard says, it's the government. When are they ever in any hurry? Which, amen!
Exactly.
The government's never in a hurry.
No, they really aren't. And so
says
then...
Says somebody who depends on them to get my mobility devices changed every 5 years.
And so then Eugene and Everett try to bond as brothers.
By going and watching TV. Yeah. And we don't... This is the last time we see them together, and I'm really mad about it.
I know. But then Leonard and Whit have a conversation. Didn't they have a conversation before all this stuff happened?
They had a conversation in An Undeniable Truth.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. Okay, so they have another conversation in this one.
And basically, Whit basically says that he... Like, because Leonard wants to know what Whit's plan was.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When he ran off to distract Dalton and... He's like, I didn't really have a plan. I just didn't want Leonard and... Or
Jason and Everett to get captured.
And so... And Leonard basically says, I misjudged you.
Yeah.
Because you realized you could die and you were okay with that.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. And that he's glad that that Eugene has Whit.
Yep.
And that he hopes he can be the same kind of man for Everett.
Yep.
And it's like, this is just the beginning of a whole new adventure for you that we don't get to see.
Can you tell someone's bitter? Yeah. And then... What else happens?
That's it.
Is that it? That's the end of the episode?
That's it.
Nice. I think overall, this is a great three-parter. It is done very well. It's very interesting and kind of unbelievable at the same time.
It sets up some stuff that we don't really get payoffs on, which makes me upset.
Yeah.
But what are you gonna do?
Exactly. But, I mean, I feel like with the, like, new comic strip thing that the Odyssey Adventure Club app has now, or the Odyssey Adventure Club has now, I feel like they can kind of play around with these types of characters
maybe,
that they won't be able
I
to.
I hope they do.
Which is kind of what they were talking about. I think it was like...
I think they did. And they did it with that bite-sized adventure thing, which I still haven't read to them.
Ah, it's so good.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah, no, you definitely need to read it.
I know I do.
It's good.
But
it's,
yeah.
It's also on... I don't know if it's still on Facebook. At least the first
I'm sure parts. I can find a link to it on the club if I wanted.
No, but I'm saying if you guys... our listeners out there don't have the Odyssey Adventure Club, I'm sure you can find it on the Facebook page.
The bite-sized adventures, but you can't get all of the Elsewhere in Odyssey comic strip.
No.
Unless you're a member of the club.
Yeah. But, yeah. What did you think of this episode on its entirety?
Good.
Yeah. It's a good three-parter. Good action.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening to our...
Yeah.
Our chats.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for next week's episode, where we'll be reviewing A New Era, Parts 1, 2, and 3.
If you have any trivia questions you would like to send to us, you can email them to Northern Odysseans,
ODYSSIANS,
@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us on the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
Keep listening.